This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. With the commencement of Tokyo Olympic events Wednesday, World Health Organization head Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the Olympics should go ahead to demonstrate to the world what can be achieved with the right plan and measures amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Speaking to the International Olympic Committee members at their session in the Japanese capital, Tedros said the world needed the Olympics now, quote, as a celebration of hope, end quote. He went on to criticize vaccine discrepancies between countries, saying the pandemic could be ended if G20 economies showed collective leadership and there was a fairer distribution of vaccines. The Tokyo Games start Friday amid questions over their safety. U.S. First Lady Jill Biden heads to Alaska Wednesday on the first stop of a trip that will see her lead the U.S. official delegation of the Olympics. The First Lady is scheduled to tour a medical center and call attention to the need for access to health care in rural areas while in Alaska. The White House said she will also encourage people to get vaccinated against COVID-19. Dr. Biden is scheduled to attend Friday's opening ceremony. Up to two-thirds of India's population may have been affected with COVID-19, a government study suggested. The blood serum survey of about 29,000 people in June and July showed almost 70% of those tested had antibodies. The results of the study by the Indian Council of Medical Research, ICMR, showed the impact of a devastating surge of cases in April and May. In December and January, less than 25% of those in a similar study had positive antibody tests. The hundreds of millions in India without antibodies are more susceptible to severe infection. This is